let me address a couple of things. The first is, you know, I'm not here to tell you that everything we do up in Tallahassee is right.
Weatherford went off on a bit of a tangent Tuesday, vowing to change how Florida's public universities do business. He spoke about the need to keep tuition rates low, but also pushed for letting some of the schools, such as the University of Florida and Florida State University, break free of Florida's tuition caps.
And you know what? Tuition should be cheap if you're going to a state and community college. It should be cheap if you're going to a non-research-based institution, but it should not be cheap if you're going to a research university in the state of Florida. There's a difference.
Those words echo a proposal launched last year that would have established those schools as preeminent universities, recognizing their capacity for bringing in research money. The concept of preeminence has also emerged as a major policy point established by a task force created by Governor Rick Scott to look at higher education reform. But Weatherford didn't stop there. He also promised to restore the $300 million lawmakers cut from university reserve accounts last year.
I thought it was wrong. I thought it was at the last minute. I thought that we swept funds. We punished the people who did save the money. If any business was out there, we would want them to have reserves, and we took it. And I don't think that was right.
Thank you.
Okay? But we did it. And it's over now. The legislature is going
to...
It is.
You promised.
But the legislature is going to restore that money this year.
Right.
You'll see in our budget this year that $300 million will be restored.
Weatherford says he hopes the state will be able to add even more money to higher education. Meanwhile, the speaker is also pushing for more online degree programs, along with creating a performance-based funding structure for the schools. Weatherford was part of a panel conversation on the future of higher education hosted by the Orlando Sentinel. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.